would think so, but they sure do work on it a lot. And I know that bridge where they tried to turn it into a park, I think it's over there in Oak Park, I know that that has a lot of pieces that need attention. I had overheard on the radio that a lot of that water that's draining through and ice is falling on cars in the winter, and that's going to be a big part of the project. So you have to close the highway almost completely, you know, to redo that bridge. So, but yeah, you're right. It just amazes me, and the perpetual working of the roads. You would think by now, I mean, I'm not a road guy by any means, but you would think by now that they would have that at least figured out for our weather environments, our load environments, things of that nature. I mean, I'm driving on County Line right now, and it's a freaking mess. And it's like, oh my gosh, you know, you wouldn't even want to drive a motorcycle down this thing or a bicycle or anything else, you know, swimming in, you know, it's a car lane, blah, 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 blah. But these roads are just, they just don't stop. Even our subdivision, they went so far as to concrete it, and the thing didn't last 15 years. So then they went and shaved it, which I thought was pretty cool, and then put asphalt on top of it. So hopefully that'll be the solution. But yeah, we got some roads that definitely don't hold up very long.